So I have I've prepared a little presentation to kick this off regarding the general enforcement environment right now with respect to immigration and the priorities that undocumented immigrants have with respect to protection of their family, of their personal assets and revenues, and their business assets and revenues. So kick this off and talk about the current enforcement landscape. I think everybody knows that there's been a sea change with the new administration. So towards the end of 2014, President Obama issued an executive order which deprioritized for deportation persons who did not have a criminal background or who were not recent arrivals to the United States or did not have a prior removal order. When Donald Trump came into power on January 25th, he issued an executive order that eliminated this deprioritization of certain immigrants. So right now, we're in an environment in which anybody who's in the United States undocumented is a priority for deportation, with the exception of DACA recipients. But given the latest developments, that might soon change. So in addition to that, the executive order issued by President Trump in January called for the tripling of in number of ICE agents in the United States. So it's a much more tense enforcement environment right now than it was just a year and a half ago. For the immigrants, what are the events of concern and how do they come about? These can be sudden, or these could be anticipated circumstances.